The next patient is Sharon Carter. The last name is H-A-R-T-E-R. First name, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. This is number one. This is a clinical case of an 80-year-old male female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4. The patient has nephrosclerosis associated to type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and aging process, period. The most recent laboratory workup that was done on December the 5th of 2022, the patient had a serum creatinine that was 1.74 and an estimated GFR that is 29.4 mLs per minute. There was no evidence of proteinuria according to the report given. The microalbumin creatinine ratio was negligible, period. The patient at that time were going through a process of having an infection with herpes zoster. And he thinks that the administration of steroids for the herpes zoster could be playing a role in the process of the increase in the blood sugar. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C on December the 5th of 2022 was 7.6. That is associated to most likely what I mentioned in the number one, period. Number three, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 108 over 60. The patient weighs 199 pounds. She has lost 2 pounds since the last visit. She continues to take the same medications. The following number, the patient has a right flank postherpetic neuralgia. We are going to prescribe gabapentin, 100 milligrams POBID to start with. If the patient gets improvement of the general condition and pain with this dose, she is to stay in the twice a day administration, otherwise she will increase to 3. Following number, beta. Vitamin D deficiency that is with a normal range. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperuricemia treated with the administration of allopurinol, 300 milligrams every day. Following number, hyperkalemia, the potassium is 5.3. The patient is staying away from the high potassium content foods. Following number, obesity, the patient's body weight is 199 pounds, and the BMI is 35. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient was emphasized about the need to control the blood sugar, to decrease the sodium intake, to have a plant-based diet, and to avoid the industrial production of food. To avoid the food with produced industrially. To avoid the food that is produced at industrial levels, period. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the lab, 58 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.